May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Welcome back, viewers of Madani Channel, to your weekly program, Spiritual Chaos. Without wasting much time, let's introduce our guest, our weekly guest, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Yadil bhai?
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Good as always. Okay, without wasting further time, we've already got some messages. Before moving on, inshallah, we will, as always, mention one of the benefits of reciting durood and salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The final prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, undoubtedly, your names along with your identity are presented to me. Therefore, recite excellent salat upon me, i.e. with the most beautiful words. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ala Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jidil, are you ready?
Labbaik asab, alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can I request a vazifa for the sale of my car?
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Could you please give me a vazifa or a dua to help with memorizing the Quran?
Inshallah.
Inshallah. May Allah make it easy for you. May Allah grant you a help from the unseen and help you complete this beautiful task that you are wanting to do. And may Allah make it easy for you as well. Yadil bhai, if you can have something for memorizing the Quran.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please give me a spiritual cure for heart problems?
Inshallah.
May Allah grant you ease and blessings, remove the difficulty that you're facing, and may Allah cure this illness that you're suffering from. Adil bhai, inshallah, something for heart problems, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Madani Channel team. Okay, it's referring to us though, but I saw the message. Madani Channel team, my friend has gone to prison. This is a vazifa, Adil bhai. I think I've got something coming to my mind. But inshallah. So somebody's friend has gone to prison and he would like something for to maybe help.
Inshallah.
Are you ready, Adil bhai? Already?
Labbaik.
That was quick. Inshallah. Okay, so we'll come back to the answer of that, inshallah. I'm sure you've all understood. Straightforward question. Inshallah, we'll move back to the answer after a short while, inshallah. Ji, Adil
bhai. Inshallah. Labbaik. Regarding selling things, cars, house, or anything you want to sell it. It's very beautiful verse, which is if somebody wants to sell it, recite the following blessed verse and blow onto your goods, or your car, your goods will be sold very soon, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
Part 13, Surah Yusuf, verse 80. And if you want to find the Bapajan's Madani Reciles, you can find it from there as well, alhamdulillah. And Sparrow and Blind Snake, page 37. So you just find this one. It's a bit long eyed, so just get it written or take the picture, keep it and blow it whilst you're reading. And then hopefully with that, inshallah, your car will be sold.
Part 13, Surah Yusuf, verse 80. Subhanallah. So you just need to recite this once.
Yes.
Durushi before and after, and then blow upon your property. Like in this case, we received this message, the brother wants to sell his car. But it could be any goods, any valuable.
So if
I had a corner shop and I wanted to sell all my stock, I'll recite this and blow upon all of my stock, and inshallah, I'll get sold.
Inshallah. If Allah's will, inshallah.
Ji, mashallah.
Yes, regarding memory, this is common as well. Nowadays, quite a lot youngsters have an issue as well to forget the things. To memorize any thing, Quran, first of all, and then restroom, obviously, worldly things if you want to memorize it. It's very beautiful wazifa. Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wa anshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Recite this one before reading any book. Inshallah, azawajal, whatever you can read it, it will stay in your mind, inshallah, azawajal.
Subhanallah. Durushi before and after.
Before and after. That's
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So in relation to the message that we received, that the request was that they were trying to memorize the Holy Quran, and they wanted something, a dua or some wazifa, which will help them, inshallah, memorize quickly. And alhamdulillah, Adil Bhai has given us this wazifa, and alhamdulillah, this wazifa, if for example you couldn't note it down quickly or you couldn't remember it, alhamdulillah, I'd say if not all, nearly every book printed or published by Dawud-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, on the cover page, it usually has this dua, which is mentioned there, to recite this with Rushi before and after. So in your case, that you're wanting help with the memorization of the Quran, so before you start your sabak or your sabki or your manzil, you know, whatever that you're learning, if you recite this, or before you actually sit down and you're about to start your sabak or that session of learning, then do recite this dua with Durushi before and after, and this will inshallah azza wa jal help you. I'd like to just add a little bit. I mentioned that all the booklets and etc. and the books that are published by Dawud-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, those of you who purchase or download the weekly booklet, which alhamdulillah, which is nominated by Amir al-Sunnat, and alhamdulillah, beautiful dua is also given for those who read or listen to the weekly booklet. Alhamdulillah, in that particular booklet as well, in the beginning, alhamdulillah, it also mentions this dua there as well.
Subhanallah.
Ji, Dilbhai.
Ji, yes, regarding heart problem, that's obviously quite a lot of people struggling with the heart as well. So may Allah cure them, give them a shifa, inshallah. Amen. Recite Surah Yaseen, and at any time of the day, blow on an apple. So just read the Surah Yaseen fully before, obviously you can read it through the park, Bismillah Sharif, and then Surah Yaseen fully, and on the end through the park, and blow on the apple and eat it at empty stomach. Better is when you wake up, and you're going to do the breakfast anyway, do the breakfast with this. When you're going to eat empty, inshallah, azawajal, daily, you will get cured, inshallah, azawajal, from the heart.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. So you're advising that we should have a breakfast, we should have an apple for breakfast.
Subhanallah.
Ji. Acha, mashallah. So, mashallah, anyone who's suffering with heart-related problems, may Allah azawajal make it easy for you. May Allah azawajal remove those illnesses, the problems that you're facing. May Allah azawajal grant health. Her heart is a major organ in the body. And when it's like you can say it's the engine of the body, like you have the engine of the car. And if any problems with the engine, you've got major problems with the car.
True.
Likewise, in the human being, the heart plays a major role. It's like the engine of the body, you can say in an aspect. So any problems related to a major part like this is something very serious. But inshallah, if you act upon this Surah Yaseen, the blessings of the Quran, and then the blessings of Surah Yaseen Sharif, and it's nothing new that I'm going to mention, but alhamdulillah, this our particular surah is also mentioned that is the heart of the Quran as well. So look at the link. The heart issues, the heart of the Quran, recite the heart of the Quran, and inshallah,
the solution,
by reciting the heart of the Quran, inshallah, your heart will be cured as well.
Inshallah.
So recite Surah Yaseen Sharif with Rushi before and after, perform dhamm upon an apple, and the apple is your treat for reciting the Rushi, the worldly treat, you can say. And then because it's advised to have this on an empty stomach, So then, as you say, you can have it. It's better. It's not necessary, but I think the hikmah, there is wisdom in this as well, Adil Bhai. Even in a lot of these cures, it mentions empty stomach.
Empty stomach.
Because when you're empty stomach, and it's like you're going, it's like there's nothing else in the stomach. It's like it empty in a sense. And then the cure, the medicine, or some whatever that you're downpouring, is going directly to the problem area.
Yes.
So it has its wisdom. I'm not a doctor, and neither am I, a hakim either. So, but it will have, there's wisdom in it. There will be wisdom in why it's stated that have it on an empty stomach, and it will be more beneficial. Ji, mashallah.
Yes, regarding somebody's friend obviously gone in the prison, and they want the wazifa or something to read. So they get free from prison. May Allah make it easy for them. If the prisoner invoke this 108 times at midnight whilst bareheaded, he will be freed from imprisonment soon, inshallah. What's the wazifa? Ya haqqu, ya haqqu, ya haqqu. That's the wazifa, which is you're going to read it whilst obviously
bareheaded.
You shouldn't
Nangay
have
sir.
Anything.
Nangay sir. Nangay sir.
And then do dua, inshallah, soon you will be free from the prison, inshallah.
Subhanallah. So very simple. May Allah make ease for him and his release becomes announced, and he gets released soon, inshallah. Beautiful spiritual cure Adil Bhai has given us. Very simple. Ya haqqu. Ya haqqu, ya haqqu. You only need to recite it 108 times, which won't take long. Dushi before and after. I think more than likely they will be bareheaded inside. Don't they'll be wearing a hat. But
yes,
if for any reason, if the person is wearing or is allowed to wear a hat, then remove the hat. You need to be bareheaded whilst reciting this particular spiritual cure. So Adil Bhai, Jazakallah for that. Mention these to you as well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. From nearly 10 years, my eldest brother tries different businesses together. So maybe in a partnership, I think it means. But every time they get failed and face heavy loss, now they are makruz, either in debt. We are very worried. Can you please do istikhara and give any wazifa? Okay, and the code name is Awan. Code name is Awan. Inshallah, Azawajal, may Allah Azawajal make it easy for them. May Allah Azawajal help you from the unseen in the removal of this debt, the makruz, the qarz that has burdened them. Inshallah, may Allah Azawajal give you help from the unseen and help remove this. Inshallah, there's a beautiful wazifa in regards to qarz. By the third caliph of Islam. If you're clicking onto the same one I'm thinking about, inshallah. If that's the one, then that's brilliant. Okay, so I'm sending this on, inshallah, Azawajal. Near the last quarter of the program, inshallah, Azawajal, your istikhara reply will be mentioned. Do watch out for the code name, so then you'll know. As you're aware, we don't mention names. So just the code name will be mentioned. So do watch out for the code name, and your istikhara reply will be mentioned to you, inshallah. And Adil Bhai will, in the meantime, also take out a spiritual cure for you as well, inshallah. Salam, brothers. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My husband is a new taxi driver. Can you please give any wazifa so he can get more and more jobs? Sometimes he really struggles. There you go, Adil Bhai. This might be a good one for yourself as well. Adil Bhai also does taxi as well. So maybe you can share your words of wisdom as well, Adil Bhai. Okay, inshallah, we'll see what Adil Bhai can grant you for blessings in your sustenance, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected brothers, I am struggling too much. My life is full of hardships and calamities. Could you please help me?
Inshallah.
Adil Bhai.
Labbaik.
Allah Azza wa Jal, bring your strugglings, your hardships, your calamities to an end. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant you with ease and blessings in your life. Whatever problems that you're facing. May Allah remove them quickly. Adil Bhai, inshallah, will give us a wazifa in regards to this, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Could you please give me a wird for khansi? I cough.
Inshallah.
Cough, Adil Bhai. I think I've given you a few there. And before we move to the answer, then I need to let you know that we've reached that time of the program where the segment, which is today's spiritual cure. Over to you, Adil Bhai.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madri channel, you are watching Spiritual Cure. Today's spiritual cure is spiritual treatment for migraine and headache. Plenty of people have these issues. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Blow on the head, the pain will subside. The same if written on a piece of paper, and make a amulet, make a taweez, and wear it on the head wherever you have a pain. Inshallah, pain will be get relieved. Inshallah, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, beautiful spiritual cure of the day. Alhamdulillah, it's actually being shown on the screen. Do take a snapshot, because if you, I'll say you're lucky, if you don't suffer from any type of headache, and especially migraine, then I'm sure you'll know somebody who does. So by taking a picture, inshallah, you'll be able to share this with friends and family, or anybody, maybe even a work colleague that suffers from migraine, because migraine is very, very common. Very, very common, and it doesn't affect just the elderly.
Anyway,
it's across the board. People across the board of all ages, all walks of life, you can say. Everybody. And beautiful, very simple as well. SubhanAllah. I was thinking you're going to come out with something, you know, quite complicated. It might be difficult to memorize. But SubhanAllah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. But remember the pronunciation. It might only be, you know, a small wazifa. It might be something that you might think, oh, it's just, oh, it's only Bismillah Sharif. Yeah. But are we reciting it correctly? That's the main thing. And you only need to recite it once.
And blow.
But it needs to be correct and then blow. So, you know, before, I mean, it is recommended that before you actually go ahead and try this, somebody you know who recites correctly, you know, have it checked. There's no shyness, there's nothing to be, you know, afraid of in that aspect. That, look, before I actually do this, shall I get it checked? I'm talking about in any case, in any spiritual cure, in any type of reading or whatever that you're going to do, because a lot of the times we put a lot of time, we put a lot of effort into applying something, but we don't get the result. Either we don't get the result completely, or we don't get the result as it should be, or as fruitful as it should be. And you know, a lot of the times, or the majority of the times, is because our pronunciation isn't correct, Adil Bhai.
True.
This is very, very important. So another chance for me to give you an invite here as well. That alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat Islami, there's such classes which are for the adults. You know, I know if we asked you, okay, go to the Madrasa Madina and sit with the children, and you know, and correct your pronunciation or correct your Quran Pak, etc. Then you know, you would have that. You won't want to sit with, you know, young, you won't feel comfortable, which is understandable. This is why, alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat Islami, we have adult classes for the brothers, and we also have adult classes for the sisters. So do contact your local responsible Islamic brother, if you're a brother, and your local Islamic sister, if you're a sister, and gain, you know, this knowledge of the correct pronunciation, because it's necessary. Because look, you know, we need to recite the Quran Pak, and somebody might say, okay, but not just the Quran Pak, but in namaz you have to recite the Quran Pak.
So,
you know, it's necessary. So the namaz is something which you must, you know, as long as the conditions are fulfilled, and you know, you've reached the age where you've become major, where you're male or female, and you become the age that you're major, then you know, it's necessary upon you. You need to read your namaz. And then for namaz, then that amount of Quran-e-Pak that you need to recite, It needs to be correct and pronounced correctly.
Regarding somebody is doing taxi and they want obviously more jobs to make more money, may Allah bless their sustenance and make it easy for them. First of all, obviously we need to read the namaz 5 times. When we read, we're going to do the dua. Especially the morning Fajr namaz, Allah send the rizq towards those who are reading namaz the Fajr and asking for a rizq. So best is read namaz. After that, you just invoke 90 times. 90 times, Ya Malik. Ya Maliku, Ya Maliku, before and after Durood-e Pak, and then do dua, hopefully, inshallah, Azzawajal, wherever your desire will be fulfilled, inshallah, Azzawajal.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. MashaAllah. So this question was in regards to obviously a taxi driver and how they could increase their sustenance, how they can get more jobs. Basically, for those of you not familiar with taxi, jobs is like customer. So basically, they go and pick this customer. So that's a job. So when they pick him up from a certain location, drop him off at his destination, and then they charge him the fare, and that's how they are earning. So a job is basically picking one customer up and taking him to his required destination. That's a job. Okay, so it's like a terminology in the taxi driver. So maybe some viewers are confused, what do they mean by job? Alhamdulillah, me Ahlus Sunnah, every Saturday on the Madi Muzakara, there's like a clip and a new booklet is announced for everybody to read. And this continues, throughout the week until the next Saturday, and another booklet is released. For those of you who this is new for, do get that booklet. You can download it free from the Dawud Islami website. And whether you read it or listen to it, Alhamdulillah, you will attain blessings from Amir Ahlus Sunnah's dua.
Subhanallah.
That's one thing which, Alhamdulillah, dua of a wali of this time. Alhamdulillah. So you'll also gain blessings from that. But apart from that, it's also a means of attaining knowledge. And that's the whole beauty of it. And it's not necessary that you can read. Now, your excuse might be, I work from this time to this time. I don't actually have time to sit down and read. No problem. Because this is released as an audio booklet in several languages.
Subhanallah.
So, contact your local brothers, inshallah, azawajal, and according to your preferable language that you require, then get the audio booklet for that. But anyway, we'll come back to this. It's entitled, How to Remove Poverty. Dear Islamic brothers, nowadays there are many people who are unemployed. And those who are employed are in all sorts of financial difficulty. If we make a habit of offering chashd salah,
Subhanallah.
This will bring blessings in our sustenance as well as other benefits. Inshallah. This is something tried, i.e. this reading of Chashd Salah is tried and tested. Sayyiduna Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, we asked for 5 things, which we then found in 5 things. One of which is that when we ask for blessings in our sustenance, we found it in Chashd Salah.
Subhanallah.
And there's a few other things that I mentioned, but actually I'll share these with you. They're only like 1 point things. The following things which I'll mention now, the following acts also bring about blessings in sustenance. Reciting Surah Al-Waqiyah on a continuous basis, especially after Maghrib Salah, Surah Waqiyah. Okay? Offering Tahajjud Salah. Seeking repentance often. So, as often as you can. Seeking repentance. Reciting istighfar 70 times between the sunnah and farz of Fajr Salah. Reciting Ayatul Kursi and Surah Al-Ikhlas. Tongue twister a little bit there. Reciting Ayatul Kursi and Surah Al-Ikhlas at home. i.e. Surah Ikhlas as in Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. Reciting salawat upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam in abundance.
Subhanallah.
So we can adopt any of these in regards to Ji Adil Bhai.
One question, Aizab, you mentioned the Chashd Namaz. What is Chashd Namaz?
Ji. Okay, Chashd. So Chashd Salah, basically, after you've performed your Fajr Salah, then till sunrise, you can't do any Salah, you can't read any units of Salah where prostration takes place. So there's a dislike time, a makruh time, which is right until 20 minutes after sunrise. So once the sun has risen, 20 minutes after, then after that 20 minutes, that makruh time, that disliked time has elapsed, then you can either recite your ishraq and charge, because there's nafils for ishraq and there's also nafils for charge. And these can be recited either together then, because it's not something, you know, if we space, we say, okay, let's read ishraq first, and then after a couple of hours, when the day is a little bit risen, then we'll read out charge. Then you're going to get busy with something and it's not normal practice. So alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat Islami, and those of you, and this is another means of inviting the brothers that travel on a Madini kafila, inshallah, azawajal, and you'll practically learn these things, alhamdulillah. That you'll travel for the weekend, and there, alhamdulillah, in the jadwal, you'll actually, actually act upon this. So then when you've acted upon this over the weekend,
you memorize
it's easy to adapt it into your general daily routine habit and lifestyle as well. So in the environment of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, where you can adopt, where you, even if it's, remember, something which is little but consistent has more blessings. So even if it's two nafils each that you're going to recite, so two nafil of ishraq, two nafil of charge, you can, perform five, them there and then, and make dua, inshallah, on this. And remember this, the charge, the ishraq charge, you can read any time until the time of zawal. And that's like the midday in English, as it's classed as. And it's like the other, zawal is like a popular word, which is used in our terminology. Or disliked, it's another disliked time. And you can easily find this if you've got the prayer up time. It actually mentions to you there the disliked time. Yeah, it's approximately 1 hour and something, 1 hour, yeah, 1 hour and a half before the beginning time of Zuhr. So it can easily be found on your prayer time. So very simply, these two units of salah can be a brilliant means of increasing your sustenance. Just one more message, Adil bhai.
I'll mention
this message, inshallah, and then we'll go back to your replies.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It has been 2 years of my marriage and I have no kids. I would like a spiritual cure to get a child. So childlessness.
Inshallah. Yes, regarding calamities, you mentioned quite low. Alhamdulillah, if somebody's listening, they can obviously go through with that, inshallah. But I'll mention another one. If you seem to think it's hard for you to obviously do chaist and ishraq, alhamdulillah, it's a very beautiful wazifa, this one as well. Recite three quls, i.e. Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falak, and Surah Nas. Three times each benefits the reciter will, inshallah, receive protection from all forms of calamities. So make a habit, after the every namaz anyway, you should read these surahs, and they will make you protect from any type of calamities and give the barakat as well, alhamdulillah. So try to read it every time, hopefully whatever difficulties, calamities, problems comes in way will be removed, inshallah. Regarding cough, if you have a cough or a problem in the throat, just read 66 times La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, every day, and blow on the patient, it shall be beneficial. Or blow on the water and drink it. If you can't obviously blow on yourself, then blow on the water and drink it. Hopefully with that, inshallah, you get benefit.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I just mentioned the, we had a istikhara request. The code name was Abwan. I did mention that near the last quarter or so of the program, inshallah, we'll mention. So I'd just like to mention this. The code name was Abwan. Code name was Awan. So if this istikhara request was yours, then this istikhara reply is for you. The istikhara has been performed for both your brothers. So for both your brothers, the istikhara reply has come back as azmaish, as a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla. So it's not, some people, I know when we mentioned that the istikhara reply has come back as azmaish, and they think that somebody sent that azmaish to them. The azmaish is not sent by anybody. It's a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. And people are tested through different means, whether it's some hardships, some difficulties, whether it's through the means of illness or other things like that. So what can one do? Just say, okay, so istikhara has come back as azmaish. What can someone do in regards to this? Firstly, give in charity. Give some form of sadaqah. It doesn't have to be, the amount doesn't, you know, count here. Whatever that a person is capable to give of, even if it's a small amount, give some charity, because charity removes problems, difficulties, calamities, and brings tests and things like these to an end. So firstly, try to give some charity that you can. Make supplication in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Recite some spiritual cures, inshallah, which Adil Bhai, inshallah, will give us something, inshallah, as well. So recite some vazifa, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And something else you can do is also visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall and get a taweez, get an amulet in regards to this as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Adil Bhai, have you got something for these brothers? Basically, they've got debt. They've tried a few different businesses. They've invested a lot of money. They've failed in them. And due to that, they've got a lot of debt upon themselves.
May so, Allah make it easy for them.
In regards to azmaish, one of the vazifas that's coming to my mind is Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu. You can do this. You need to recite this 7 times mm-hmm. on a daily basis. And you need to do it at the time of Asr. So when you've performed your Asr Salah, recite this simply, Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu. And you should recite this 7 times with Durood Sharif before and after. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, if Allah wills, then this azmaish, this test will come to an end. Ji Dil Bhai, have you got the
Ji, I said wazifa is a very beautiful wazifa. If you memorize it, it's very easy. After the every salah, you can read this, Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramika wa aghnini bi fadlika amman siwaq.
Any just, reference, because it might be difficult for them to memorize it straight away.
As a reference, if they contact with the nearest basta, inshallah, Azawajal, we can give the obviously made
the script written, script, so written
yeah.
form.
So okay. They can keep it, or they can take the photocopy and keep in the phone. So whenever they need to read it, until the needs fulfill, recite the mentioned dua daily 11 times after every salah and 100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening. Recite salat once before and after on Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and do dua. Hopefully, inshallah, whatever death is will be cleared, inshallah.
Subhanallah. In regards to the mention that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mentioned this actual dua, and they mentioned that even if the debt is the amount of a mountain, you'll be cleared, inshallah, by inshallah, acting upon this. So if you didn't manage to write it down, visit or attend your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall, and you can actually get a pamphlet where this is written, so you can look at it and read it, and inshallah, you will memorize it as well. There was one vazifa regarding
child lessons. Make a habit of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 300 times after every salah. The reciter person will have children, inshallah. Try to read it every time, 300 times, and contact with the nearest basta as well. We go Alhamdulillah Tawizat as well, and we go Madani Bahaz regarding this. Too many Alhamdulillah. So just contact.
Subhanallah. That's going to be all for this week, viewers of Madani channel. Thank you for joining us. See you all next week, same time, same place, only on Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.